Good morning, my audio boo friends. It is Stefano. It is, oh, I have no idea, to be honest, but it is. I believe it might be May 6th, maybe May 7th. Nah, I think it's May 6th today. Yes, May 6th, 2012. Now, the reason why I'm so disoriented time-wise is because this boo is coming to you from Walt Disney World Resort in Orlando, Florida. I'm currently walking from our hotel over to another hotel just to check it out, take some pictures. And I'm a rare bird, I can tell you, in these parts, actually walking anywhere. Wow. Well, what can I say? I brought the family down to to Disney World to fulfill a lifelong childhood dream of mine, and of course to see the joy in my daughter's face. And I have to admit, there's truly one word to describe Disney World, and I'm going to use it in both a positive note and a negative note. First, the positive. It is absolutely magical. The dream of Walt back in the early 50s, when he dreamed up of Disneyland in California, and then subsequently, I think it was the late 60s, early 70s, when they dreamed up Disney World. It's just phenomenal. Absolutely phenomenal. So far, we've done two parks. Well, we've done what they call Downtown Disney, and yesterday we went to Hollywood Studios theme park, and it's just incredible. Oh, I actually see joggers. Amazing. What you're hearing are all the buses that shuttle people back and forth between the hotels and the various parks. The service is free, and it runs every 20 minutes to just about all of the parks that are around. So that's the positive light. Unfortunately, the negative light is that from what I've seen, from what I've been able to see, most of the people working here, cleaning crews, some of the cooks, but mostly the cleaning crews, they're all visible minorities or Hispanics. I don't know, I guess it just kind of throws me off that the magic of Disney and the illusion of this whole entire enterprise, I feel sometimes it's just that, just an illusion, because much of the prejudice and society's injustices are right there for everyone to see. You just have to look. And one thing I've noticed is the predominant amount of the guests here have this sense of entitlement that they should be treated like, I don't know, kings or queens. Perhaps in part they can be, because it is a resort, but that doesn't preclude that they should be saying their pleases and their thank yous, and refrain from being so rude to the people that work at Disney. Anyway, so I don't want to be too negative. I'd like to leave on a very positive note, though, that this is just a wonderful trip. We've only been here a couple of days now, and today we're going to the Magic Kingdom Park. Tomorrow will be Epcot. And then Tuesday, well, I've got a little surprise for all of you on Tuesday. So I hope I can audio boo from that location when I get there. Thank you all, and have yourselves a fantastic day.